Susan, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Your show at C-Link Gallery in Oakley gives us lots to talk about. To begin with, it's an unusual blending of art and science. The show is rightly called Discover. Tell us how it came about and what's going on with the work in it.
Well, I've often done work that is interdisciplinary, so I like to use my art as a way to explore other areas of knowledge. And I happen to be married to a molecular biologist, and so I thought a couple of years ago to start looking into that world of understanding and knowledge. I made a very early piece out of shredded scientific papers, and I cast it into the form of a mattress. And I called that piece Discover, and it made me think a lot about the subconscious cognitive processes that happen that lead to things that we use in the conscious world. And so years later, I've been thinking about this idea in different materials because I like to use different kinds of materials. And I had the opportunity to work in glass. It put me in a position where I could create scientific inspired forms and use audio recordings of molecular biologists. So those things came together in this exhibition, Discover.
Sounds as though you're always branching out in new directions.
I start with an idea and then I go where, with whatever material I need to go with, whether it's audio or video or actually a physical material.
Well, do scientists, are they surprised if you come to them with art ideas?
What I thought about really was, do the scientists themselves see what they do as creative? That was the basis for my inquiry into what they do, because I know very little about science, but I see images that are beautiful coming from the microscope, and I hear about concepts of development of organisms that I find very intriguing. And so I thought, how do scientists see themselves as creative people? And how does that connect them with anybody who sees themselves as a creative person?
You've described yourself as a visual artist whose work encompasses traditional and contemporary forms and practices, including sculpture, multimedia installation, radio broadcasts, writing, and curatorial projects, which pretty much covers the range. You've shown work in Chicago and in Cleveland and in Albuquerque, and of course here in Cincinnati, where you live. Is there any particular area of making art that you feel most at home in?
I very much love the process of casting, and so when I talk about traditional processes of sculpture, that's the one I'm mostly referring to. And so I like using objects that exist in reality and then making a mold of them and then transforming them through another material. And so the show Discover has objects that are cast, and it also has objects that have been blown by a glass artist for this purpose.
Your work is so indicative of the disappearing barriers in the art world. Do you find this an exciting time to be making art?
I definitely find it to be a very exciting time, but I also find that it's a bit conflicted in the sense that people are doing things now on such a large scale that I find it can be in some ways intimidating to people who are trying to explore their own ideas on a scale they're comfortable with. I also feel that in light of the fascination with digital technologies, that many of the traditional practices that take a lot of skill and knowledge to be able to conduct, fewer and fewer people understand what it takes to make those things, like casting objects and the whole glass process. It's an incredible amount of work and study. When I first started thinking about the Discover project, I had a studio at Brazy Street, and I was next to the glass blowing shop. And so I thought, okay, I want to learn more about this material, the process of glass blowing, so that I can do this project Discover based on science forms. So I took a 10-week class in glass blowing, and it was very intensive. And I came out with a couple of little crooked things And I thought, okay, this is going to take me 10 years of my life to learn how to do. I don't have 10 years to do it right now, so I'm going to try to work with someone to help me achieve my vision. So I'll do what I have the capacity to do, which is a casting piece, and I can work with someone to do the blowing part. But I think it is a very exciting time, and I hope that people will recognize the whole continuum between those very labor-intensive practices and the very quick and ephemeral, sometimes digital practices that people use nowadays.
But if you're working with someone else, like a glassblower, mm-hmm. surely it helps a great deal to have done some glass blowing yourself.
I needed to know what it was like to handle the material. I needed to know how to interact with a glass artist so that I could end up with what I was seeking to end up with. And it's a mysterious material, let me tell you. It is so fragile and so... I've been a nervous wreck for many days because I've been handling all this and installing it, and you just never know what it's got a mind of its own.
Well, the show at C-Link Gallery came about because you received one of the City of Cincinnati's Art Ambassador Fellowships last year.
That's correct.
And I understand that that program is not part of the 2015 city budget. What can you tell us about the program, and do you think there's any chance it might be reinstated sometime?
I'm very hopeful that someone on City Council or the mayor himself will champion this program because it's hugely valuable to Cincinnati. It's been funded twice, I think, over the past 3 or 4 years, so it's not consistent every year, but it does have a history of coming back, and so I hope that it will. It's been a fantastic supportive program for me and, as I've observed, for the other artists who've been a part of the project. I've known some from the previous funding cycle of it and seen their works, and they went on to continue to succeed in what they're doing. And the artists from this round of funding have done tremendous things in dance, in theater, and in visual arts and in music. What this does for the city is quite incredible on a very small amount of money. A few artists get a few thousand dollars to do things that would have been out of their reach previously, like me working with a glass artist. There's no way I would have been able to do the scope of what I've done without this funding. And in addition to that, there's quite a bit of support through the program committee members themselves. It's through the Cincinnati Recreation Commission is how it's funded typically, and they are wonderful to work with. The thing that I want to point out about it is the money that comes through the city budget to the artists goes right back into the local economy. All the money, or almost all of it, except for things I had to order from out of town, went right back into working with local artists, renting local facilities, and buying products locally. And so that money stays in the community, and it benefits people in the community to see that work that comes from it. So thanks for asking about it. I do hope that it continues to be funded. It's a very important program.
We've said that C-Link Gallery is in Oakley, but it's not the easiest place to find.
No.
If someone is driving on Madison Road,
yes,
and has just passed through Oakley Square, mm-hmm. what should they be looking for?
Okay. They should be looking for Brazee Street. The C-Link Gallery space is actually inside the Brazee Street Studios. It's a big gray and with an orange stripe industrial building. Brazee Street is right off of Madison Road. If you remember where Boca used to be, where they moved from out in Oakley, there's now a restaurant there called Red Feather, and they have a red feather on their sign. So Brazee Street is right when you see the Red Feather. And if you're heading east, the Red Feather will be on your left and Brazee Street will be on your left. So then you can't miss the studio. It's gray with a big orange stripe on it.
So where is your studio?
My studio currently, I had been at Brazee for a while, and I needed a space that was really great for sculpture. And so I decided that I was going to make it at my home. And so I have a big garage space that's going to work well for welding and for casting work and for plaster and lots of messy, smelly stuff. I'm in the process of getting that together right now. I'm pretty excited about it. And that's over in Clifton.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
How much longer will your exhibition run?
The exhibition runs through April 3rd. So Brazy hours are, they're open most days and a little bit on the weekend too. So check that out.
We've been talking with Susan Burns. Her show, Discover, sounds as though it has lots going for it. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.
Sustentabantur.